since what we're doing is this history of the women's movement in Los Angeles, let me ask you how you see your involvement in your activities and the formation of the ANC Mothers fitting into that history.
Well, right now I'm still working with a group now that meets over in Senator Diane Watson's office on different issues as far as the state is concerned. And they have a mixture of women there now. And there are some people, women, still feel that I may have something to offer. And I share with them what I think that we can do. Mm-hmm. And there's some things that we can do together. And, you know, there's a lot of interest there. Just some of the women are really, you know, troubled about certain things. A lot of them are new about, into it. As I said back earlier, they find themselves in a situation that they never thought they mm-hmm. would be in. And a lot of them are afraid. A lot of them are willing but don't know what it is that they actually want or can do. You know, they want to do something, but they're not sure exactly what that is, mm-hmm. you know. But the fact is that they are coming together and they are discussing things. I think it's a very good spot. And what I try to say to them, like, it's too bad that you guys weren't to participate when I asked you to, but that's fine. We shall not cry over spilled milk. It's all over. And we just go from here. So wherever I can fit in and have time, I'm always happy.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add on just kind of things we've been talking about?
Well, maybe. I guess. I don't know. It's just so much out here. And I would hope that the women's group would pick something and stay on it until it's finished. That's going to take a lot of time. It takes a lot of nerve, and it'll take a lot out of the individual. And then there are always that so few that's going to do something, and the others are just mm-hmm. going to wait. And then that's in all fact walks mm-hmm. of life, in welfare rights or any other group, that you always going to have 2, 3, 4, 5 mm-hmm. that's going to do something. In which you don't need millions of people to plan. You need the attention of millions of people in case you need them. But to put things together and get things moving, mm-hmm. I think you do it better when you do have a small group.
Johnny, when you say that you wish the women's movement would take a single issue and stick with it, what do you think might be the issue that you would think?
The issue would be whatever it is that the women think that they need. Mm-hmm. And but just try to size if they're gonna get we have to be able to fit in all whatever going on with political process. And we have, I'll tell you something else, we have a lot of fighting women too. I just wish the fighting is good, but if we wouldn't let the fighting destroy the process. Destroy the effort, and we can get, but there's nothing wrong with fighting, nothing wrong with hashing it out, mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with butting of the nose physically, but when that's over and you wipe up the blood and you go right back to the drawing board mm-hmm. and go forward, but we have a tendency once the fighting starts, then we just keep pick on, and then all of a sudden we're not doing anything but fighting mm-hmm. and nothing is being done. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that, those kinds of things understood, that yes, we do have to fight, because fighting can be constructive. Mm-hmm. It's kind of way you fight, and you don't want it to be destructive.
We want to move on.
Right. We're going to discuss it. We're going to yell loud. We're going to cry. We're going to call somebody some bad names. But we're going back here because we got some folks over here that are just waiting when we get through this little thing here. You know, and they're waiting to move on in and knock y'all from that side and the other side off here because they done saw the commotion going on. If we have the commotion and let them stay here, but when the commotion is over, then we pull together again. And this prohibits this particular object here to move out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what this is really bad. And we got a lot of little groups, just like little churches. If you walk in our neighborhood, you see storefront churches all down. The reason for that is somebody within big church structure didn't like Reverend So-and-So's preaching.
Mm-hmm.
So he went and he started his own. He took two or three members with him and they went over into the storefront. Now, they all of them preach about the same thing. Reverend over here, Reverend in the little storefront, preaches about heaven and this go place the rest, right? They talk about going to the same place. If they can't make it down here on Broadway together, how they gonna make it up here together? So, some of our groups are just like this. So-and-so wants to be president, and of course, everybody that on the side, she can be the president when we have to pull out and go over here and start our own little group. And that might be fine. But we ought to find, when we start our own little group, we ought to find something that we can all come together on. Then we can smash that together, just like that, and go right on back over and our own little group. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what keeps us apart. And you got to out there to make sure that we don't come together.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have sense enough to understand that. That bugs.
Yeah. That's why it takes so long.
Right. No. Now we got the Mondale supporters, we got the Ronald Reagan supporters, we got the Jerry Hahn supporters, we got the George McGovern supporters, we got the Jesse Jackson supporters. Now, all of them supporters decide to come here one day and say, hey, the welfare program is a mess. And we're going to tear this sucker down and build it together here. Ain't got nothing to do with who's going to be elected. Because if we put it together right together, whoever is elected will have to carry it out like plans like we put them on the top.
You keep talking. We don't
want to do it like that. We all got to be over in somebody else's camp over here. And I think we ought to be in everybody's camp. But when we come together and say, hey, this is where the welfare program should be. Ronald Reagan, if you re-elected, this is the way the program should be. Fitz Mondale, you elected, this is the way the welfare program should be. Galen Pastor, you are elected, here it is here. We got everything ready for whoever goes in office. Then that person, whoever goes in office, but have to listen.
Gotta tear down an awful lot.
Right. But he doesn't have to listen if the people over here is not involved and the people over there is not involved. You just got a little group sitting right here raising hell. Don't have to listen to nobody. But if the women are interested in all women issues, come together regardless of who we're supporting for political office and say, here's what's needed for women, all women, not rich women, poor women, black women, or white women, women. This is all, what, this is for all women. We got that some women, you know, we don't want to involve no gay women in the group and don't want the gay women at the meeting, and gay woman is don't want the non-gay woman. And we talking about women issues, and we drive ourselves, and we can't come together and deal with what concerns all women. And that's what we have to
do. Good. Well, I think we got an awful lot.
I hope I've been able to.
Oh, you sure have. No, I think we can. And what